Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 510, 70 degrees on this beautiful Monday, September 8th, 2025. You can listen to us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Just look for the Rob O'Donnell Show, and you can ask your smart speaker, play WILK News Radio. You got to punctuate it pretty good. But I get it every time on both my speakers at home. I won't say their names because people will get aggravated with me because their speakers will go, can I help you with something? I got a text message in. So where's the money going to that Matt McGloin was supposed to be paid? That's coming from Duryea. It should be not being spent. And it's something that we're going to need to look at when it comes to year end. You're talking almost a year. He left in February. Almost a year of no salary, no benefits, no nothing. So when it comes to the that line item, it's something I'm going to be looking at. The commissioner's items, so the commissioner's offices on the past budgets have always not been the most fiscally responsible, but we will see. And yes, that money should just not be spent. It should be sitting in the general fund to hopefully make up whatever other shortfalls there may be, and hopefully they're not, but we'll have to see where the budget stands when it starts being put out. So that's the answer for that there. So this, thankfully, this is finally getting some attention. This horrid video of the Ukrainian refugee who was slaughtered on a Charlotte train. Again, met from deafening silence from elected officials to media to you name it. And I'm going to get into what else is falling out and where you're going to see this go next. But they're staying silent on this. And you have to ask yourself, why would they stay silent on this young woman, Ukrainian refugee, on a North Carolina train after a career criminal with no fewer than 14 arrests was charged with her murder? 23-year-old, beautiful young woman, just riding a train, listening to her AirPods, looking at her phone, sits in front of this individual. The individual had his eyes closed, and when she sits down, opens his eyes, stood up with a knife in his hand and lunged into her, killing her instantly. Now, I've seen, thankfully, the videos that are out now stop just as he's about to lunge the knife into him. There are videos now showing him leaving the train with blood dripping all down his hand and arm from the knife. But he opens up this pocket knife and stands up and lunges it into this unsuspecting, beautiful young lady. And the media, politicians, everybody. The people on this train didn't even realize what happened. That's how quick, that's how violent this was. That's how there was not even a scuffle. And the trail of blood that he left as he walked off. Now, where is this going? You think there would be outrage from politicians, from the media, everywhere, blasted everywhere. Nope. Silence, cricket from the mainstream media until they were forced to cover this. Politicians, silence. But where is this going now? An outcry that we have too much surveillance on our train systems, on our public transportation systems, too much surveillance in public spaces, period. It's the video. Could you imagine if someone tried to blame the person who videotaped George Floyd incident? Could you imagine saying that that was the problem? Well, that's what they're saying the problem is there. See, back in the day, and I'm not too old to remember this, I was always a proponent for police body cameras because working in law enforcement, I knew what it would show. That the great majority of the time, and we're talking 99% of the time, it shows that the police are acting properly and criminals do criminal things. People aren't necessarily the nicest when it comes to their interactions with law enforcement. It overwhelmingly showed that police did the right thing the majority of the time. Not always. No profession is perfect. I'll be the first to admit that. But I was always a proponent of body cams. And the ACLU fought for years to get body cameras. We have to see what these police are doing. Politicians, we have to see what our law enforcement's doing. These police, we need to checks and balances. We need to see firsthand. Well, now the ACLU is suing to get rid of body cameras because they're too intrusive. You have politicians now saying, we don't want body cameras anymore because they're detrimental to victims and bystanders and show criminals in a bad light. I've seen that one. That was great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So they're trying to do away with it now because it's not showing what they expected to show. And now we have cameras on school buses. We have cameras on subway systems. We have camera on mass transit everywhere. We have cameras on street corners throughout a lot of cities everywhere. We have ShotSpotter, which turns cameras to the direction that it senses gunshots and starts recording. They're trying to do away with all this now because it's the video. It's not the criminals. It's not the judges that are letting criminals out on the street after 14 violent arrests. It's not the judicial revolving door. It's not the incompetence from our lawmakers that are making the most ridiculous crimes, the ridiculous laws ever when it comes to violent criminals. Trying to decriminalize crime via law doesn't stop the crime. Just stops your ability to address it. But, you know, let's look like we're doing something. So now it's, well, we have too many intrusive cameras around. You're violating people's privacy. You're violating their rights. Because that's what's bad. Because we're actually seeing that there's crazy violent people out there due to the negligence of our elected officials and our revolving judicial system. Well, no, if we don't let you see and know what's going on, The mainstream media and politicians, they don't want you to know about this young lady that was executed simply for sitting in the wrong seat by a violent criminal. They don't want to address the violent criminal. They can't blame the big bad gun because the guy took out a pocket knife. Killed her nonetheless just as easy. 115-pound, 120-pound, 23-year-old woman. Refugee from a war-torn country. Came here for a better life. Savagely attacked by a career violent criminal who was just sitting there dozing off. This young lady sat in front of him. He woke up, opened his pocket knife, and lunged it into her. Now, there's other video now showing him leaving to where he made some sort of racial statements saying, you know, he got the white bitch. And mind you, she did not say a word to anyone, had AirPods on, was looking at her phone, sat down looking at her phone. No sooner did she sit down is this individual opened his eyes, opened his pocket knife, and lunged into her. Never even looked at her face. Never even looked who it was. Could not care. And then walks off nonchalantly, dripping blood through the distance of the car. And everyone else minding their business. So there was no screams. There was no scuffle. It was just an execution instantly. And who do the powers that be want to blame here? Well, the camera that showed it. And again, the very same ACLU that sued to have police wear body cameras are now suing to do away with body camera. Because, oh no, we can't make things up now. We can't have our criminal friends tell a story that we can't prove or disprove because there was only limited people there. This day and age, put body cameras on everyone. Every single public servant out there, every teacher, every principal, anyone who's paid for by taxpayer dollars should have a body. And legislators, everyone. Why not, right? If you're not doing anything wrong, what's it going to show? But if you're not doing anything, what's it going to show? If you're acting improperly, what's it going to show? If you're saying improper things, what's it going to show? There is going to be an attack on justifiable surveillance that keep us safe. Cameras in our transit system keep us safe. Cameras on public streets keep us safe. Just like cameras in your place of business keep you safe. Document things. Protect you from frivolous lawsuits. Show what happened, right? And if it's for you or against you, it's what happened. But because it's not showing the things that they wanted it to show, because it's showing the rest of the nation what dangers are truly out there, well, that's what we need to address. Let's talk about that. And then you have the mayor come out, not about the victim, but talk about the poor criminal here and how this puts them in a bad light. The video of the actual execution. And then the GoFundMe for this guy. That's a whole nother story. But that was started by private individuals. It just goes to show how sick people are out there. The more cameras, the merrier. And you have to ask yourself, why are they so against them now?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.